keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The murder of a man is under investigation by Kansas City Police. Brandon Dixon has more.
The search continues for suspects in a deadly late-night shooting over the weekend. Happened late Saturday night in the area of Osage Avenue and 9th Street. Police found a man with gunshot wounds lying outside when they arrived. He died at the scene, but his identity, a potential motive, and possible suspect have not been released. I'm Brandon Dixon.
A downtown wall in Arkansas City has a new look with a mural put up by the Cali College Art Club. The student-led project, in collaboration with the college's art and design instructor, launched last fall when school began. The finished panels were installed last week, and they reflect the history of Ark City. The work involved Cali College art and design students, faculty members, Ark City High School students, and even a class from C4 Elementary School. An accident on Sunday morning claimed the life of a Kansas man. It happened on Morton County Road F, just east of Road 10. Troopers believe the driver overcorrected. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Please be advised there will be no public restroom at the Mitchell County Courthouse on April 22nd and 23rd due to construction.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 76. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 53. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high of 72. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Akron transfer Nate Johnson has committed to Kansas State. He announced via social media on Sunday night. The 6'3" junior was the MAC Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year last season and averaged 14 points, 4.9 rebounds, 3.4 assists, and over 30 minutes per game. He helped lead the Zips to the NCAA tournament this past season. Still with many open spots, Johnson seems to have a good chance to earn starting minutes in Manhattan. He's a four-star portal grab for the Wildcats. On the women's side, Jeff Meadey continues to gather transfer recruits as Louisville transfer guard Azalea Arenas committed to the team on Saturday. She's a top 100 recruit for Louisville. She averaged 11.8 minutes per game as a freshman. She comes to K-State with 3 years of eligibility remaining. Last season, the 5'9" guard averaged 4.2 points and just shy of an assist per game. She is the daughter of former NBA All-Star Gilbert Arenas. She joins the transfer class of Stanford's Tess Heel as other to commit to K-State. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in-store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
We're talking to Lauren Dubert, a Benedictine basketball player who helped win the Heart of America Conference Tournament in 2025 and went to the national tournament, and you guys lost to LSU, or you won against LSU Alexandria and then got beat by the number one seed in the Bethel, Tennessee. Kind of talk about going to Benedictine and being in NAIA division in basketball.
So I was able to spend 2 years at Newman University and then transferred to Benedictine my junior year of college, and was able to kind of help the team do some really cool things our last 2 years, and this year winning the conference tournament for the first time in 10 years against one of our rivals at Mid-America Nazarene was really cool. It was a lot of fun. And then went to nationals and played 2 games in Tennessee and came up just short in that second round game, but had a really good career and a lot of fun.
Starting back in high school, you were a 2021 St. John's Beloit graduate. You won the state in javelin and then second in pole vault, and then the track team was third, and then the basketball team was third. It was quite a year in 2021. Just kind of talk about your teammates and winning state in javelin and third in track and basketball.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun all through college. I had some great teammates, some great teams, and we were very successful and never quite won a state championship, but we did a lot of really fun things, and I'm really happy with how we performed and, you know, just the people I was around every day and the coaches that got us there.
When you made the jump from St. John's Beloit Division 2 of 1A to Kansas Newman for 2 years, MIAA, the best Division 2 league in America. Talk about that jump from high school St. John's to Kansas Newman.
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge jump. It was, the competition was way different, and thankfully I'd played a lot in the summer against some really good competition ranging from D1 to NAIA girls for 3 or 4 years, and so I had seen a glimpse of it, but I didn't really fully get a grasp until I was there. And it's, the MIAA is the best D2 conference in America, and it's tough to win. Winning is really hard, and the girls you're playing against are extremely athletic and they're extremely gifted, and so being able to go up against that competition every day in practice and then every day in, or every game we played for 2 years, was a lot of fun, and it really developed me as a person and a player.
Well, here you are, a young lady from St. John's Beloit with a lot of athletic talent, going to Division II, Kansas Newman, and then it was a rough and tough league, and Newman doesn't always do the best in the MIAA, and then you jump to one of the better Heart of America teams in Benedictine, and then you played with a completely different team, but game in, game out, you were there for 2 years, you were the player of the week, defensive player of the week, you did it all. What do you think was the biggest thing that you improved on from Kansas Newman to Benedictine?
Yeah, I think I learned a lot at Newman, and I grew a lot as a player in those 2 years, and I was able to take the physicality and just the basketball IQ that I'd learned and translate that into being a really good leader for our team and just a better all-around basketball player. I learned to play more inside at Benedictine, whereas I couldn't do that at Newman at all, and so taking my game from being just a shooter to being a all three level scorer and just a conductor of a team by my senior year, I feel like I was a much different player than I was as a freshman.
Well, Lauren, you're going to graduate in May with a marketing and management degree, and kind of tell us about your future and what you plan on doing and being a big city girl in Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm planning on moving to KC. I'm hoping to secure a job in the next week and kind of make that decision on where I'm going to be, what I'm going to do, but I'm really excited for something new, next step, and kind of see what, yeah, city life is about for a little bit.
Well, Lauren, we're certainly proud of you from rural America, and certainly done great things from St. John's Beloit to Kansas Newman to Benedictine, and we wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thanks, John.
Schindel Pest Control of Concordia has been family-owned and operated for over 78 years in North Central Kansas. They offer complete insect and rodent control month-to-month or for a one-time service. They can treat both your home and business. Call Schindel Pest Control at 243-2554. That's 243-2554 to protect your business, home, and family today. Spiders, mice, bed bugs, termites, and more. Let them eliminate those pesky pests at Schindel Pest Control in Concordia.